Welcome back to Target Center, everyone. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Hey, congratulations to the Lochaber Valley Dawson Boys Shadows. They're dancing in high kick finals tonight, which will start around 5:30. Ken Franski, Didi Schomer, and I will be on the air at 5 o'clock to cover the state dance tournament here at Target Center. It's been a fun day so far because we know who the six teams in Class A, we know who they will dance in the finals tonight. And quickly, I'll go down the order of performance. New London Spicer Black Cats, they're called. Of course, the Offutt sisters coaching there. They're going to perform first tonight. Performing second, Holingford. St. Paul Cathedral third. Yellow Medicine East fourth. Montevideo fifth. And Lochaber Valley Dawson Boyd to perform last tonight in high kick. And we'll have all that coverage right here on Q92. Join me right now is head coach of the Lochaber Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows team, Carly Wager, and Aaliyah Schomer, the assistant coach. Congratulations, girls.
Thank you.
And happy birthday, Carly.
Thank you.
I mean, I heard they sang happy birthday to you early this morning.
They did, yes. We were walking to the Target Center. They sang.
Awesome. And a lot of birthday wishes, I guess. Huh?
Yes. Yep, it's been a great day. I wouldn't want to celebrate it any other way.
That's right. Bring home some hardware, and that would be a great birthday present, wouldn't it?
We'll try. We hope so.
Congratulations on making it into the finals.
Thank you.
We'll get Aaliyah's thoughts, too, here. Talk about your performance in prelims.
Yeah, the girls were just so excited to go out there and perform. They were more than ready, and so we felt it was a very strong performance. We had a couple little mistakes here and there, but overall it was very strong, and we were really proud of it. So, yeah.
I was impressed with the kick.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that one of the better kicks?
We have really been working hard on our kicks and our stamina this year. We had someone had donated these bands for our legs, and they kind of resist them when they kick.
Oh.
And so when they have them on, it's really difficult to kick. But as soon as they take them off, their legs are flying.
Oh,
so
wow.
I feel like that's really attributed to our kick height this year.
That's the first I've heard of that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Aaliyah, what were your thoughts on your performance?
I also thought the girls, we have such a young team this year, and for them to come out and dance as confident as they did, it was really cool to watch. And like you said, their kicks were beyond amazing. We have never seen that until now, and what a perfect time for them to peak for their kicks. And we have certainly worked super hard on them, so I'm very proud of them for that, and they should be happy with that as well.
I wish you could have seen Ken and Didi, your mom, Aaliyah, and myself. When you first started, the first 30 seconds, it's the big, quick high kick, right?
Yeah.
And we were all jumping up and down, and holding on each other. And I said, that was awesome. That's the best I've seen in a long, long time.
Yeah.
So the idea of a high kick is to get your toes
above your head.
Above your head. And it's obvious if you don't get it above your head.
Yeah, yeah. It takes strength and stamina and flexibility, which is a lot of components that go into it. Yeah.
And uniformity is critical, too, in that, isn't it?
Yeah.
The girls did well in that. Give them an A-plus for that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What else did you like about your performance that the judges look at?
The energy was really good. I think we can bring it a little more for finals. It's good to, like, get the nerves out at prelims. And we've got one more ride here, and they are going to know just to leave it out all on the floor. So.
Yep. Aaliyah, bring it.
Yes.
What's the motto again?
The motto is to bring it. Absolutely bring it. I mean, the girls are so ready. They're more than ready, and they have worked so hard for this moment, and I can't wait to see their final performance.
Take us into the tunnel before you walk out in front of this large crowd. You can hear them cheering on AA here. Take us into the tunnel. What are you saying to the girls? What's happening? Are they stretching? Are they pumping each other up? Take us into the tunnel.
Yeah, the leadership girls really have kind of a ritual of they've taken ownership of their own, of some cheers that we've always done. And so it's fun to see the cheers that the girls now that are alumni did last year. They've came into their roles and taken them over to hype up the girls. So it's really fun to see them go into that more leadership role. And so they're really hyping them up. We always do a little prayer circle where us coaches say our last little hype up, and we say a little prayer together. So, yeah.
Right, that's awesome. Let's talk about your high kick. Let's name some of the girls. get their names out there. They deserve all the credit they can get, right?
Yes.
And you got a couple seniors, two seniors.
Two seniors, yes. So on our roster is Morgan Anderson, Addie Dahl. She's on our leadership committee. Chloe Gleggy, Harper Grunholtz, Molly Halverson, Reese Johnson is a leadership member. Chloe Kranz, Paisley Martinson, Reese McCoy is on the leadership team, and she's also one of our seniors. Jayla Meyer, Reese Oxendorf is on the leadership team. Hannah Oy is on the leadership team. Alexis Olson, Emerson Olson is on the leadership team and also a senior. Makaya Poos, Julissa Ramos, Ella Stock, and Addie Tufto is also on the leadership team. And then we have two managers this year, Jenna Coyle, who is also a senior, and then Joey Cruz. And they are both managers.
All right. Well, it's going to be very close tonight, isn't it? After prelims, that's going to be very close in the final six. And talk about some of your competition, what they bring.
Yeah.
You've competed with all of them this year?
Yes. Yep. We've seen them all at least once. And so, we've all kind of beaten each other throughout the season. And so that's what makes this finals performance that much more exciting. So
there's three teams from Section 3A and three teams from Section 2A, right?
Yeah. That just shows how strong our sections are as well, too. So we were really excited to hear all three of our sections, our teams in our section make it.
Aaliyah, are you happy for Madeline and Lydia Offit from New London Spicer?
Yes, I'm absolutely so happy for them. It's so fun to come down here and to see your old teammates, and also seeing Grace and Hannah down here today with Holly. It's just been so fun this weekend to spend the weekend and to be able to cheer on each other's teams is, you know, what this is all about. Right. So.
And today we are actually surrounded by Lockpile Dawson Boys Shadow fans here. Everybody's waving at us, coming up, talking to us.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is a lot larger crowd today than yesterday. So that's good to see, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot more kick girls on the kick team than there is Jazz. So that brings in, you know, more fans and stuff too. So.
All right. Well, let's bring it tonight then.
We are ready.
Finals.
Yes.
Bring home some more hardware. That'd be super. How about a Section 3A suite?
Yes, that would be awesome.
All right. Well, thanks for coming up, and happy birthday again.
Thank you so much, Paul.
And I'm glad you didn't have to pull me out of the food line today. Remember that, Aaliyah?
Yes, I do.
You pulled me out of the food line yesterday to do an interview. So good luck tonight, and maybe we'll catch you in the lobby afterwards.
Perfect. Yes, thank you.
Sounds
Paul.
Good, thank you.
All right. And Aaliyah, before we go, I got to say your mom is doing a bang-up job up here in broadcasting. Her and Ken, they're amazing. They should be on ESPN. And I'm serious. They're so professional, and they know dance. It's like the back of their hand, and it's just...
She's been through a lot of years of dance here, and it's really fun to see her back here and see, you know, she definitely enjoys doing this.
Being on the radio?
Yes.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yes, she does.
So. All right, thanks, girls.
Thank you.
Carly Wager and Aaliyah Schomer, Shadows coaches here. They'll perform around 5:30 tonight in finals, and we'll have that right here on Q92.